Right, I'm going to dive straight into our music interview because we are very short on time now, and I do want to let you know about a virtual concert that is happening this coming Sunday afternoon. It is Fostering Foundation Artists Presents Sisters Tribute to Aretha Franklin. And the lady behind it all is Cape Town songbird Sophia Foster, who joins me on the line now. Great to have you with us, Sophia. Welcome.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on your program.
It's a great pleasure.
Much appreciated.
Sophia, we're short on time. Won't you very quickly tell us a little bit about what the show is going to offer?
This is a celebration of Aretha's music. I'm celebrating this with students who I've been training for a while. And they've never done a production like this before. And I'm just excited and looking forward to the fact that a lot of them have shown a lot of growth. And to be doing a live stream show, it's going to be quite a challenge for them because, you know, you normally have your family in the audience cheering you on. Mm-hmm. And this time the challenge is for them to not really have a huge audience.
You will have a small audience at the studio as you film it, but the bulk of the impact is going to be the live streaming.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Now, Sophia, the Fostering Foundation is all about nurturing young talent. You've been doing so since 2016. What sort of progress have you made in the intervening years?
Well, I've had a few of my students, one being a guy called Mo George. He's been on The Voice. Another lady called Krista Jonas. She's been also on The Voice. And from the time they started out, especially Mo George, I'm talking about kids who come to me and they're quite shy and introvert. And for me to see the transformation and going through their growth and, the end product being one of confidence. Mm-hmm.
Why Aretha Franklin? Sophia, I know she's been an influence of yours for decades. What was it about her music or her message that has spoken so to your heart?
What I find inspirational about her music is the fact that I've been in this industry since way back during the apartheid era and all the hardships and the humiliation a lot of times that we had to go through before stepping on a stage. Aretha at the time in America was very militant, and there were feminist movements, addressing women and you know, also abusive women. And also the fact that we celebrate Women's Month. I think women should be celebrated each and every day. And Aretha is, to me, the most perfect example of how one can overcome adversity and use music to heal a nation, to just calm people down, that is what she's done for me. Because those years, you were angry most of the time. You walked on stage and you were angry because here you were entertaining people, and after the show, you could not mix with them. You were told, they use the word, don't fraternize with the customers. Ugh. So you just finished your show and you went to your sleeping quarters. And at those years, there were no hotels available for black people. We slept where we performed. So all those things, like, you build up this anger, you know, and thank God I managed to channel that energy and use it in my music, you know. And like I say, it is a healing. When you listen to music or when you are actually performing and those lyrics resonate with you.
Wonderful message, Sophia, and wonderful that you're pouring all of that hope for the future and sense of commitment to change into young up-and-coming artists who will share the stage with you on Sunday. Now, let's just quickly squeeze in the nitty-gritty of the where, when, and what. The show is Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, roughly an hour in duration. How do we buy tickets and how much do they cost?
The tickets cost 75 rand each, and people could go on to Cricut to get their ticket. And hopefully we will have a lot of viewers to watch these amazing kids just express themselves.
Sophia Foster, lovely. Looking forward to the concert and so glad to have you on the show today. Thanks for chatting to me. I should also mention that the ticket proceeds will be split between the Fostering Foundation and the Salvation Army. Only 75 Rand through Cricut. The show available from Sunday at 3 p.m. and it'll remain available for video on demand until the 15th of September.